Welcome back to the Wildside News. And now, Sydney Wildsmith.
There is a lot to see and learn at a good natural history museum. Every larger city has one. And this is an invitation to take a day, maybe soon, during the dog days of summer, and get cool inside the great halls of science. We continue our day of discovery at the Natural History Museum when the voice of the earth continues here on the Wildside News. It's interesting to see who may be standing next to you at a natural history museum. One thing is for sure, you cannot say, if you've seen one, you've seen them all. That alone is a good reason to make a local natural history museum a sure stop on any vacation or journey. Reflecting the diversity of local life and expanding it into the realms of the big picture, natural history museums have plenty to offer and always rekindle a sense of awe at the miraculous power of our living world. And so we continue to explore the comments of visitors to the San Diego Natural History Museum.
Mike, hi. You're at the Natural History Museum here today. What brought you here?
We're staying in San Diego for a couple of days, getting out of the heat, and I'm kind of an amateur naturalist, so I like things like
this. What's your fascination as an amateur naturalist?
I don't know. From my earliest days, I liked nature, and I liked especially really old things, you know, dinosaurs and Egyptology and archaeology, so I wanted to take advantage of San Diego's museum while we were here.
Yeah. So what is it about these old things? Do you have any idea why it is those things fascinate you?
Honestly, I think you're born with it. You know, you either like it or you don't. You know, my wife kind of tolerates it, and I really like it.
Yeah. I was that way too. It's funny. So many kids grow up with an absolute fascination about dinosaurs. That's an unusual thing.
It is. It's amazing. Yeah.
Then some people grow out of that. Obviously, you didn't.
Right. And my folks were very practical, so they talk about, now you got to earn a living, you know, and you can't get too serious about this stuff. Had my life to live over again, I would have. I'm sure there was a job someplace, you know, that I could have fallen into, but instead I just went with a practical route, you know. So it's always been kind of a hobby. My brother and I have been fossil hunting up in Utah and Colorado and so on, so we pursue it a little bit that way.
Well, fossils suggest that life has been around here for a very, very, very long time.
Indeed.
And that also kind of relates to where we're at in the process of life on the planet here. What are your thoughts about that, the relationship of the antiquity of our Earth, and then also where we're at right now with this miraculous life
plan? I think we need to learn to take care of it. I'm really encouraged. I was just commenting minutes ago. I'm encouraged at this kind of a response. This many people are interested in this stuff. That's terrific. I think that's encouraging, because I know we've done a lot of damage to our environment and we haven't paid a lot of attention to it. But maybe this is a sign that we will protect what's left.
Now, have you found one thing here that really caught your attention, or are you just starting out?
No, we just started off. Yeah, nice little fossil exhibit, though. We like it. Yeah, and a lot of interest there. And for example, the display that shows a variety of materials and asks you which ones do you think are fossils. And honestly, two of the least likely ones turn out to be the fossils. You know, so it teaches you to not jump to conclusions.
Yeah. Very good. And where are you from?
Riverside.
Riverside. Okay.
Yeah. Been down here, and especially in the summer, this is a great escape from 100 degrees, you know. 80 feels pretty nice.
Exactly, right, yeah. Nice talking with you. Thanks.
Nice talking to you. Best of luck with your audience.
Rick.
Ashley.
Are you somehow related, the two of you?
Yes.
Where are you from?
Medford, Oregon.
Oh, okay, yeah. And what brings you to this museum on today?
We were just coming in. We wanted to hit a few of the museums, and today was Free Tuesday, so we thought we'd check it out and see, kind of visit. So,
are you both kind of nature people or not?
Yeah, we both enjoy hiking and the outdoors. So, yeah.
Ashley, how about you? What do you enjoying here at the museum?
I like the bugs the best.
No, you're a girl. I thought bugs weren't supposed to like girls. No, girls aren't supposed to like bugs. What's going on? Is there a change happening here?
No, I don't know.
She's a little different.
Is that right? Well, that's great. Actually, different is fine with me. What do you like about bugs?
I don't know. Just animals.
That's how unusual they are. I mean, the colors and the arm, you know, they're just such a variety of them. It's really interesting. So.
Is there one area of the museum or that you've found so far that you find most interesting?
We actually haven't been here very long. We just gone downstairs, did the bugs, and now we're back up here. So we haven't been here but about 15 minutes. So
what do you think about the state of nature these days?
You know, it's something that needs to be protected and watched over. So, I mean, that's part of our responsibility. So.
Well, I thank you for being here. Thanks.
Thank you.
Brian.
Brian.
Kelly.
And are you from San Diego?
Yes. Well, I've lived here for 11 years.
Uh-huh. What brings you to the museum today?
We wanted to see the backyard monsters. Oh. Is that what it is?
Yes, the backyard monsters.
And have you been down to see them yet?
No, we haven't. We haven't found them yet. Because we're finding all this other fun stuff.
Yeah. Now, are you nature people, sort of? I mean, do you like
definitely.
I love nature.
Yes, definitely.
So what about nature do you like most?
I like the naturalness of it. I like how nature just does it itself, and it's not hopefully influenced too much by man. I love to go out hiking and go out and see, and then I like history. I'm like, that thing
like
is really cool.
I like what used to be here.
Yeah, what used to be here. And
yeah.
Why is that important to you? I'm just curious. You know, like,
oh,
why?
It's not. It's just interesting to me to find out what used to be here before we took it over.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Where we came from.
Mm-hmm.
We're all tied together somehow.
You're sort of like the paleontology or more the, you know, the birds and bugs and things?
Yes.
Fair enough. That's a good answer. Good.
I enjoy it all.
Yeah.
I love museums.
Mm-hmm. Why is that?
Because I like to know where we've come from, maybe where we're going, what we can maybe do to sustain some of the natural environment that's out there.
Is this something that you think about once in a while?
Yes, it's something I think about a lot.
Why do you think about this so much?
Because I think we're destroying this planet.
In which ways?
In all kinds of global warming ways. So you don't want to get me political now.
No, you're welcome to say whatever you want to say. You're actually turning red. Now it's purple. Excuse me,
now
green.
I'm purple, now I'm green. With envy.
No, I mean, I'd be curious. You know, I'm glad to know that you're concerned enough to turn green.
I think that we need to think a little bit more about our environment and maybe a little less about ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Not everybody as a collective.
But so how do we, you realize that this is becoming a massively consumer-driven world. It always has been for a long time, but now as, you know, China comes online and things like that, you begin to wonder how are we supposed to take care of all of this stuff. I'm just curious how you think we're going
to
do it. By the way, either one of you can talk.
The best way to take care of it is to learn about it. Because you can't do anything if people don't know about it. If people aren't educated, how are they going to know what they don't know? I mean, you can't fault people if they've never been exposed to certain things that they don't necessarily know. Some of those people in China might not know that maybe their new way's not the best. Maybe it is. I don't live their life.
So you get out on a regular basis, you can experience it and therefore know about these things.
Yes. I like to get out and see the world.
How about your thoughts?
I think I'm a little bit less, or maybe a little bit more simple. I just wanted to see the bugs. I do enjoy learning about, you know, obviously the animals and the environment, things like that that I didn't know. But, I'm just, I guess, more simple. Just interested more in learning about my environment and
yeah, we did maybe originally come here to find out the monsters in our own backyard.
Yeah, to find
so
out
we
what's
know what
going
we live
on
around.
It, yeah.
So.
Yeah.
So that I know what to be scared of.
Well, when you see the bugs, and then you put yourself in perspective and just imagine that, you know, we were this small in comparison to them, it teaches you who would be in control real fast.
Okay.
We're wimps compared to these creatures, I'll
if
tell you.
If they were bigger, that's for sure.
Oh, well, you'll see them.
Okay. Yeah, I can't wait. I'm interested to learn.
Great. I'm glad that you came here.
Yeah.
And have
thank
a great
you for
day.
Asking.
Thanks.
Have a good
day.
Alexis.
Alexis. And what do you do with the museum here?
I'm a visitor service associate.
Yeah. Is this a busy day?
This is probably the busiest day in summer.
Why is that, do you think?
It's free Tuesday.
That makes good. So what is it about the museum that you like most?
Just the wealth of knowledge you can learn.
I mean, are you kind of a nature guy?
Sort of, kind of.
So do you enjoy working with people?
Yes.
What do you think is the nature of most of their questions? What is it they want to know while they're here, besides where the restrooms are and specific exhibits? But what is it you think the people are here to do?
Hopefully not touch the bugs.
Hi. Do you mind if I have a little just chat with you a bit?
Sure.
Okay. Victoria is your name, right?
Mm-hmm.
And what do you do here?
I'm a volunteer.
Uh-huh. How come you're volunteering?
Because the time I first tried volunteering was when the epidemic exhibit was here, and that was on different diseases that affect humans. And so I continued volunteering.
What do you like about it?
It's a lot of fun, and you get to learn a lot of stuff that you normally wouldn't be able to learn. You also get to meet a lot of people that do things that you wouldn't normally meet. So,
In terms of the Natural History Museum, is there a favorite area of the museum or a favorite subject?
Not right now, but since the exhibits continually change, I can't really tell you that much about it.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome.
Well, we're on the second level here, and there's a couple of people that I recognize, but we won't go into names. And what brings you to the Natural History Museum today?
Well, actually, I came to the museum with my friend to see Maxwell Parrish's show, and then we walked around, and it's a free entrance today, and I'm interested in nature, so I thought we'll give it a try.
I know you're an artist.
Yes.
And I'm just curious to what degree nature perhaps inspires some of your work.
A lot, actually, but not preserved nature, uh-huh. The real thing. Uh-huh. I mean, what I mean is what's really actually growing, and right now it's everything around my house.
Mm-hmm. Do you get outside and actually work from outdoors?
Yes, I paint outside, uh-huh. Straight from nature.
Mm-hmm. And what do you like to paint most?
I'm interested in different shapes, and whatever shape attracts me, whether it's just certain roots of a plant, the way they're twisted, or even plants that are half dying, and I was going to throw them away, and they looked good in the trash can, so I painted them. Simply the shapes and the colors and the way they're positioning.
How about yourself? What brings you to the museum besides coming with a friend?
I'm going to watch the movie about the baby whales, which is a lifelong dream. I haven't done it, but my friends have. I see the baby whales in Maui, and that's a real treat. But I'd really like to go to Baja and see it. And I was raised country girl out in Palma Valley, and at that time that was a habitat for condors, and then as you know they got really close to being extinct. So that's how quick it can happen, and I'm always aware of that, and I try to pass that on to my nephews.
Were you able to see condors as a child?
Yes,
on a regular basis?
They nested in all the eucalyptus alongside our road.
Oh, like how many?
Like they turned half the road white with their condor poop.
That's extraordinary.
Yeah.
It's amazing, yeah. As you come to the museum here, are there things that are attracting
you? Well, it's a reminder of how fragile it is and how quick it changes, and that the stuff that we take for granted, and unfortunately at a time when things are really happening pretty quickly, the pace is so fast that people don't always take the time to pause and think about that these animals and some plants have been here for like a lot longer than we have.
Yeah, you look across the hall here to the fossil exhibits,
right.
And suddenly that's the reality. And unfortunately, in the last 50 years, we've done so much to...
And especially in this area. They were saying that, I go to the Wild Animal Park and I like to donate for that because a lot of those species have been saved by... I mean, they're in an artificial environment, but at least they're still alive. And they were saying that the coastal shrub area, which is, going, was one of the fastest disappearing. I like to hang out with my artist friend because sometimes we'll just wander around and go, look at that cute bird. And we'll just kind of meditate on how entertaining and wonderful and comical and you know, nature, we're part of it.
It's truly, from my perspective as a scientist, but also an artist and biologist, it's beyond any comprehension how this actually is and how it all works and how these creatures have been able to come to, into all of these relationships with each other and with
the
Earth.
How do they know what to do?
Yeah, that's what you were saying. How do they know what to do?
No, how do you think it is that they do?
No, I'm sure it's scientific, but I'm always in awe of that.
As a scientist, I believe we have to accept the mystery as part
absolutely.
Of the truth.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah,
okay? That's part of the scientific truth, is that there are mysteries
yes,
to this.
Yes, that's what I like about the connection between art and science. That's right, yes. It's as a mystery.
But it is, it's miraculous when you look at the behaviors that all of these animals have and how they work with their environment. When people take the time to really think and wonder.
My friend already laughed. She goes, are you watching another one of those animal in action shows? But, you know, we look at a bird and go, that's a bird. But like the bower birds that build specific nests and penguins, that movie, I can't wait to see it. And you know, that.
Two of my favorite creatures, by the way, are the bower birds. Which, from my perspective, are you familiar with the bowerbirds?
Yes, absolutely. They make installations.
They are. They're absolutely
artists. Other birds are dancers.
They're artists. They're dogs.
Some birds are dancers. Some birds are singers.
Absolutely. Oh, no, and the animals, I think that they know much more than humans, actually, in some ways. They're more advanced than we are.
Well, it's amazing because they don't have to go to school or anything.
It's in their bodies.
They come out and somehow know and fit. But it isn't just knowing, it's also figuring out. They learn.
Yes.
You know, some survive, some don't, you know, so.
Well, also their hearing and their seeing is so advanced and we don't have that. The way they communicate with each other. I just have to tell you something really interesting. I have, unfortunately, red ants on my walkway, and they can really bite, and I was bit the other day badly, and I was trying to spray it yesterday. And this morning, I saw a whole congregation of red ants that looked like they were almost dead, but it was all in a circle, and it was like an elephant burial. I was thinking, how did they all get together to die together?
I mean, I live in Hawaii, I'll tell you all
I thought that was very interesting. No, really.
I know my dogs. I live in Hawaii.
Anything, but it was just really interesting.
When the earthquake hit and everything sunk a foot,
all the
ants were driven out of their tunnels. So they would pack all the bodies as extra food in the corners of our closets. We had, 6 inches of dead ants in our closets, every corner of every closet. Because that was now their new tunnel system.
So this just made me realize a new purpose for a natural history museum, which maybe they can do, is to get people to tell what they know.
That's a good point. That's a very good point.
Mm-hmm.
Like my son is raising snails.
Yeah.
Slugs. My son has got 3 slugs as pets. Well, they've got stripes. I guess it's the Hollywood
racing
slugs.
Slugs.
He's been petting them. He told they're getting fat. And can you believe that?
Now, here's my question. Does he think that slug is responding to his affection?
Yes. I asked him, because they, you know, they have those horns that they stick out. Mm-hmm. And I said, well, how do you know that they care? He said, because they probably pull their horns inward if they didn't want me to touch them. Mm-hmm. But they don't seem to be bothered.
That's a new one.
He sent me an internet by somebody about slugs.
Oh.
And the whole thing about the world of slugs.
Well, one thing is they can't run away very easily,
that's
you know?
Easy to catch when they escape. They're easy to catch.
Well, listen, it's great talking to you. And then just in terms of your vision for and hope for this miracle as we go into the future here, just your thoughts.
I really like what you were talking about, having people exchange their experience of what nature is, because it's disappearing so quickly. A lot of kids are just parked in front of the computer and never really have a hands-on experience with it. I mean, this is as close as they get sometimes, unfortunately. And, you know, in Hawaii, they have, like, the elders passing on that knowledge to the younger people. I think it's really important.
I think that's a very interesting concept.
I hope they'll build less buildings around, so they'll keep more empty fields for more creatures to survive. That's what I'd like.
They definitely need that.
Yeah,
exactly.
That strip
right.
that they're doing up by Del Mar.
Too much real estate.
That they're going to connect with Escondido. It's a little too little, almost too late, but at least the idea is right.
Yes,
because that's, you know, when John Muir and all those guys did their thing, it was, they thought it was pretty outrageous. But once it's gone, it's gone.
I don't know. Well, we just do what we do. Hopefully, nature will become a popular thing again.
Yes, it's, we would like that.
Wouldn't it be nice?
And I think it will. I actually think it may. You know, let's hope so. Because quite honestly, as you mentioned, kids, I'm so sad that I don't see many kids outside, if ever.
That's right.
You know,
that's,
I mean, right. Community after community. I used to live outside. I lived every day of my life outside. They have no idea what they're missing.
Well, the good news is with, you know, society, things are pretty cyclic. So it'll be high tech and then it'll be low tech. And I'll be ready when it's low tech.
Yeah, but who knows if I'll be around.
You can just imagine the day when kids are refusing to go to the computer and saying, let me outside, I can't stand this anymore.
That would be the day.
I think it probably will happen, you know? Let's keep in hope.
Something different anyway.
They don't destroy this world.
Yeah. Well, hey, great talking to both of you.
Yeah,
thank
okay,
you.
Okay, thanks.
Very
yeah, great.
Yeah, hello.
As life on the planet becomes scarce, perhaps that is when people may suddenly begin to realize what its loss could really mean. If the nature of the noise at this Natural History Museum is any indication, it just may be that nature may become the new cool thing on planet Earth. Truth is, it has always been so. Stick around as we wander through the halls of wonder when your Voice of the Earth returns here on the Wild Side News.